1-800-627-5483 and join Montana's only statewide radio talk show, Voices of Montana, and your guest host, John Arneson.
All right, thank you very much, and good morning. Welcome back to Voices of Montana, 22 radio stations strong, all the way across the great state of Montana. All right, I got this very interesting bunch of paperwork in front of me, and it just blows my mind about prescription abuse in the state of Montana as a country, but we're going to talk about the state of Montana. And with this, they set me up with a doctor. Now, here is what goes behind his name. Dr. Mark Mentel, DO Associate Program Director for Osteopathic Curriculum at the Family Medicine Residency of Western Montana and MMA Prescription Drug Abuse Reduction Facility. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing, John?
Very good. Can I shorten that down at all? Can I just call you Mark?
You know, Mark is totally fine.
All right.
When you're in the office with me, you can call me doctor, but outside of that, I'd prefer to go by Mark. So.
I guess this prescription drug abuse is a real problem in the state.
The problem in our state really isn't much different from the rest of the country. You know, the numbers are pretty startling when you kind of look at across the country. 44 people die every day from prescription drug abuse, and in the state of Montana, it depends on how you slice the numbers. That we're a smaller state, but still, it equivalates to about one person possibly per day in the state of Montana.
I saw a statistic that kind of blew me away. Almost 1 in 10, it's about 9.6% to be precise, of Montana teens ages 12 to 17, 1 in 10 ages 12 to 17 have reported abusing prescription pain relievers. That is the third highest rate for teens in the country. That's staggering.
It's definitely staggering. And, you know, when you think about prescription drugs, it's, you know, the kids are getting – there's a couple of things that are going on. And working with the Montana Medical Association, we're working with what's called Know Your Dose Montana. And really, it's a website dedicated to two purposes. One is for physicians to learn how to better take care of patients with pain – but also how to prevent diversion of prescription drugs where teens and other individuals in the family can abuse them. Because you got to realize the only way these medicines get into the system is from a prescription that's then filled in the pharmacy.
And I understand that these kids, these teenagers, are basically getting them for free, especially at the beginning. They're just getting them from friends or family or some other way. But, I mean, this isn't like they're on the street popping $10, $20 for a pill. They're getting a lot of these free, especially at the beginning, and that's how they get addicted.
To a degree, yeah, you're right, John. When you look at the average 70%, I call it the friends and family plan, 70% of people who are abusing medicines or misusing their prescription drugs are getting them free from friends and family. This is, you know, you have kids going into medicine cabinets, taking out their parents' pain medications. This is, you know, some people sharing them, saying, hey, my doctor gave this to me. It worked great for my headache. Why don't you try one? And really one of the big initiatives of Know Your Dose is people, one, these are dangerous medicines, so when you prescribe them from a physician, you should keep them safe. They should be left in a lockbox so people can't get to them. And, you know, they need to know that they're specifically only for that individual and no one else. We really need to work on the diversion at the friends and family level to really cut down on this abuse.
Okay, you mentioned Know Your Dose a couple times. Now, is this – tell me exactly what is that, Know Your Dose?
Well, Know Your Dose is a website that the Montana Medical Association put together, and it's trying to be a one-stop shop for everyone in Montana who wants to know more about prescription painkillers or know how to make sure, you know, how to keep them from being abused or misused or getting into the wrong hands. It's also a website to help providers and those people who prescribe medicines for pain, for people who really need it, how to do it appropriately and how to counsel your patients and monitor your patients to keep them safe, to keep them from getting into harm. One of the big fears we have at the Montana Medical Association is that as the pendulum swings the other way to kind of curb back on prescription drug abuse, there may be a backlash for those people who really need pain management and pain meds. They won't be able to have access to it. So we want to make sure there's a balance between both of these. And what Know Your Dose is all about is trying to bring that balance for people of Montana to go to as a website for knowledge base and for other access to other websites that can give them more information.
So this is a place where parents can go and try to figure out what the signs are, or I'm guessing, you know, maybe their medicine is disappearing and could my son be using my pills? How do I know? How do I find out? What should I do? Is it that sort of website?
Yep, it's for patients. For family members, it's for doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and again, it's a new website, and we realize that it still has a lot of growth to go through, but we want it to be a collaborative approach of all healthcare providers in the state, you know, whatever your discipline may be, from pharmacists, nurses, nurse practitioners, to physician's assistants. For them to go for continuing medical education and to gain more insight in how to properly prescribe medications, but also for family members and other health family mothers and, or family caregivers and loved ones to go to get more insight into these medicines, understand them, and to look for the signs and symptoms that they need to watch for.
It sounds to me that if you have the addictive gene, if you're that kind of compulsory person that can't just ride a bike, he has to race a bike, or he can't just be happy with looking at a tree, he's got to climb the tree or something like that. But it seems like those sort of people are the ones that just take it because they were out in the backcountry and they slipped and they fell and they broke their shoulder, so the doctor gave them some pain pills, and the next thing they know, they're addicted. But what I understand, it's also physically addicting. Tell me about that.
Well, I mean, it's a very addicting medicine. Your body has receptors in the along the spinal cord into the brain that it has a very appealing affect that people like to experience. And, you know, if you're using it for real pain, it can really help with pain, but it also has a euphoric capability as well. That people like. And so people who start with getting treated for pain could end up going down that road for using it for the euphoria purposes. And again, it's all about monitoring your patients, watching your patients, and trying to prevent that from happening in the first place. If we did due diligence and if our providers do good diligence and work with the individual, you probably could avoid most of those situations.
All right, I'm talking to Dr. Mark Mentel, and he is an expert. I don't want to go through his very impressive line of information here, but basically he's out of Western Montana, an MMA prescription drug abuse reduction facility. Western Montana, where are you located at?
In Missoula, Montana.
Okay. I got to take a break, but I want you to think about this. I want to find out what exactly people are abusing. What are they using, and what, because I've had aspirin before, and it didn't do anything for me, so that's kind of the way I look at pain pills, but I guess it's much, much deeper than that. Anyway, Nemont.tv is your one-stop source for all the excitement of Northeast Montana High School sports. Go to Nemont.tv today to buy your annual pass. Log on to www.nemont.tv and check it out.
Listen up, high school sports fans. Nemont.tv wants to send you to this year's Cat Grizz Brawl of the Wild in Bozeman, VIP style, Saturday, November 21st. Right now, when you sign up for Nemont.tv's yearly pass, you will get 365 days of full access to high school sports. Plus, you will automatically be entered to win VIP Cat Grizz tickets. Log on to www.nemont.tv and get your yearly pass today. Basketball season is right around the corner, so don't wait. Nemont.tv, your place for Northeastern Montana's high school sports. Let the revolution begin.
Hey, don't miss the opportunity for VIP Cat Grizz tickets. Sign up for your annual pass at Nemont.tv for your chance to win. That's www.nemont.tv. We're going to see if we can get a link up on our Voices of Montana website so we can link on to Know Your Dose and learn more about this. All right, what kind of drugs are people abusing?
The two most common, John, that really are causing most of the problems are your prescription opiates. That would be like your hydrocodone, Percocet, Lortab, oxycodone. Those are the big ones. And then you also have the benzodiazepines like your Xanax, Alprazolam, those types of medications. Those are the two big ones. Your Tylenols aren't being abused. Your ibuprofens aren't being abused. There's other medications for pain that aren't really being abused, but those are the ones that are causing the biggest significant problems.
Are there effective treatments for drug addiction? I mean, if some guy's been abusing drugs for 10 years, I mean, can he get help?
Sure. They definitely have, there are places across the state, and you can go to any of the, I know over here in Missoula you have Western Montana Mental Health for a place to go to. There's also the Missoula Recovery Center. But the first place to get help is to actually talk to your family practice provider or your primary care provider, your family doc, and say, hey, I need help.
So
I know where to go.
I hear people always say that, you know, detox. I got to detox. I got to detoxification, I guess, is what it's really called. But I got to detox, and I don't want to go through that hell. You know, people have actually, I've heard people say that. So what's the whole detox thing about?
Well, if they go through, there's lots of programs out there that people can go through. The detox from an opiate-type medicine like Lortab or hydrocodone is much different than alcohol. Alcohol, you can get into definite serious problems and possibly even death if you try to detox on your own. But with the opiate medication, there's no risk to death from going off these cold turkey, but it can be a very miserable experience, and they're very hard to get off. The best thing to do is work with a physician, usually a licensed addiction counselor or a licensed addiction physician, who has medicines that you can kind of taper down over time to help them limit the amount of withdrawal they may go through and help them better manage their illness and learn how to get help. But it's one of the toughest drugs to get off of.
What about mentally? You said that somebody couldn't die if they were detoxing, but I guess it plays havoc with your brain, and that always, you know, that's another problem we have is suicide. I mean, do these things link up when you're detoxing? You feel that bad, or?
It can be, and that's why with the opiate class of medicines, most people have a hard time getting off of them just because they'd much rather go back on it than to go through the withdrawal process. So it's really best managed, you know, working with the physician. You need to work with the provider on that one.
Right. Hey, coming up Monday here on Voices of Montana, Eric Fever. We'll be talking to him. He is the MEA-MFT, basically Montana Education Association and Montana Federation of Teachers. He's been elected several times since the two-year terms as president. Eric is currently the longest-serving president of any state affiliate of the National Education Association or American Federation of Teachers in the nation. So I'll be talking the whole hour long with Eric Fever. Also, coming up tomorrow, open phone lines. Anything that you want to talk about, we will talk about. All right, so we've talked about detox and we've talked about withdrawals. What about, and this is something that Ed Buttrey thought might be a good question for you, what about and Ed, by the way, is a senator, so he's thinking Montana. What's the price that having people walk around as addicts, what does this cost Montanans?
Well, you know, I can't talk about monetary price.
Sure.
I don't know that offhand, John. But,
right.
You know, when you look at the state of Montana as a whole, we're talking about, you know, for every single – we're talking about deaths here. But there are ratios out there that show for every death there's a certain amount of number of people that are addicted. And then for a certain number of people addicted, there are a certain number of people that are abusing or misusing. And when you extrapolate those ratios out the number of Montanans addicted to this would be similar to the size of the Kalispell-Whitefish area. And when you look at the number of people in Montana that would be misusing or abusing these medications, you're looking at a city the size of Billings. So it's pretty significant here in the state. So I imagine it has a significant financial impact.
You know, I've heard of movie stars and rock stars actually passing because they OD'd. And I don't think that these people necessarily wanted to die, but it seems like they took too many, then they started to drink, then they forgot how many they took, so they drank some more, and they passed out, and they're laying there in bed, and they just quit breathing. Now, I'm sure some people OD because they want to, but I think a lot of the people just, I don't know if they forgot how much they took or they didn't know the strength, but I think that, I mean, people overdose from this stuff, and they don't mean to.
That's correct, John. You know, usually it's not just one medicine. Usually when they overdose, it's not just one medicine they have on board. It's usually mixed in with alcohol, and again, they're using it to fix some other type of pain they may be having, whether it be psychological or, you know, other type of emotional issues going on. And they lose track. You know, I don't think most of them are purposeful, but they're definitely accidental.
Right. What about unborn children? I mean, is this a problem with pregnant young ladies?
Definite problem. There's a syndrome called neonatal abstinence syndrome. And so women who use these during pregnancy, their child will get addicted or dependent on these while they're in utero. And so when they're born, some of these children spend a long time in neonatal intensive care units detoxing, basically, or being weaned off the medicine with the neonatologist watching them through the whole time. But they can be anywhere from a few weeks to several months in a NICU withdrawing from this.
Wow. All right. For more information, where should they go once again? And this whole campaign is Know Your Dose. So
yeah,
tell me where people can go.
KnowYourDoseMontana.org, and you got to make sure you hit the Montana, the MT right after it. So it's all lowercase, KnowYourDoseMT.org.
Now, do you see these addicts on a daily basis, or are you more of a scientist and research this? What exactly is your day-to-day operation?
Well, my day-to-day operation is I'm actually a family medicine doctor, and so I take care of patients who do have chronic painful conditions, and the goal is to try to help them lead a better life than what they were when they were in pain. And so my job is to, you know, make sure that they get, you know, adequate pain control and also, you know, don't get into trouble. But I do see people who do run into trouble, and then I have the tough conversation with them about, you know, I really think we need to get you help. But those are tough conversations, and a lot of times they're not listened to. So,
what about long term? You know, I mean, we've all seen the alcoholic that has drank for 30 years. It wears on a person. What about these pills? Do they start to really make you look pretty, you know, I don't know how to put it, but just under the weather? I mean, you can usually tell when somebody's abusing alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be surprised, though. There's more people that abuse alcohol
yeah.
that you can't really see. And the
yeah.
same thing with painkillers. I think in your previous gentleman, it's a disease that doesn't know any socioeconomic barriers. It can affect the wealthy as well as the poor. So you can't, you know, judge someone by a cover and say, oh, you must be using opiates. And until it really gets out of hand, most of the time it's well hidden.
Right.
So,
what about long-term effects, though, if somebody's been abusing for years and years? What do you see?
Well, I mean, if you get to the point of addiction, then your whole life starts spiraling apart. So, you know, your relationships start floundering. You know, you lose your jobs. You know, you're losing, you know, you're just kind of slowly isolating yourself. So
right.
it has a significant financial impact on that individual. But
right.
With appropriate help, you can get back to your regular health.
All right. Dr. Mark Mentel. For more information, you can just log on. Know Your Dose. You can Google Know Your Dose, Montana. All right. Thank you, doctor, and I hope to talk to you again soon. Don't forget, tomorrow, Friday, open phones. Anything you want to talk about, give us a call. Until then, go to voicesofmontana.com. We'll talk to you later. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Voices of Montana with John Arneson. The comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network. Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes.